So what is ye? Sometimes it's pronounced as e, and it is basically the same sound as the I Ching, but I'm talking about ye or e as in your will or intention. As the name implies, that's what it is. People who play a lot of office politics know this word very well. Even if they don't know it, they know it because they employ it all the time. And in the martial arts setting, yi is really your will, your willpower, your domination of the mat, of the area you're in. And yeah, that's really basically what it is in the most simplest terms. But in terms of Taoist cultivation, your yi is really your environment, your projection onto your environment, how much you want it to change according to what you're trying to achieve. Now, most people who practice Taoism, they're lucky. They've already had their environment transformed to some conducive setting. Either they go to a temple, or they go to a monastery, or they go to somewhere remote, or everything has been changed already into the right kind of feeling, so that when they sit down and meditate, they don't have to do much because the environment itself, its collective yi, will influence the meditator. And that is why you'll find when you go to these places, it is very easy to get into a state of meditation and do what you need to do. But to truly cultivate yi as an internal part of what you're doing is you have to find your own internal will. And that's a lot harder to do given the fact that most of us, what we perceive to be our will is actually the influence and projections of other people around us, especially from the past. We're basically living other people's story. It's the classic, you're trying to fulfill your parents' wishes. But it doesn't have to be just your parents. It can be your teachers, society, television, anything really. And so when you go out to really truly find yourself, there can be a lot of confusion. That is also why that this younger generation with their letters, the LBGTT, what the fuck, I don't know how many letters it is now. But that's what it's all about. They're trying to branch out and they're trying to find their way and they're fucked up. That's really it. And they don't know who they are individually. For when we were younger, things were easier, and for our parents, it was even easier and so forth, because the lines of what our parents wanted and who we are, you know, and to rebel was very easy. But for this generation, they're basically standing at a buffet and they've got 100 different options to choose from. And they want to pile everything on the plate. And they want to sample everything. And because we were the same, they're in a hurry. We were all in a hurry. And then on top of that, most of the people there who are doing this are just superficial. It's just a covering up of inadequacies and awkwardnesses that they already have. They're trying to be cool. They're trying to belong to their tribe. You know? And this is the easiest way for them to rebel and belong at the same time. And a lot of martial artists are the same. A lot of people who do Bagua Zhang, they're doing it because it's mystical. And it's different, it's unique, it's something hidden. It's basically going back. It has that feeling of you've gone to the Emporium from that weird, dodgy Chinese store and you go in and you find that ancient manuscript and you happen to read it and it selected you. And then you go home and you know the Buddha's palm and you got magic powers. That's really what Bagua Zhang offers. Not really, but the perception of it, that's what it offers. But when you actually look into it, when you start cultivating your yi or your willpower and your intention, you have to actually want it. You have to actually drive towards it. If your path is to go down the mystical road, you have to really want it. And it's a lonely path. It's not a path for someone who's going to go, hey, look at me, I'm a mystic. Hey, look at me. You know, I practice extreme kung fu in the dark. No. You gotta have a lot of introvertedness. Baguazhang is like playing with Lego back in the day when Lego were for people who were usually at home, had nothing better to do because they weren't sporty, and they did it on their own. We're talking the same people who play with puzzles, the same people who play with board games, the same people who play with modeling, the same people who do stamp collecting. Baguazhang is like that. And at some point, Tai Chi is the same. You need a certain amount of focus, intention, willpower to see it to the end, to not get bored. And you also need a really, really big dollop of it to explain it to other martial artists when you are doing Baguazhang, why you're doing it. Because unlike the external martial arts, you got two options with the external if you're doing the Chinese. You can either go heavily into Shaolin style and become a monk, or you can keep it external and just learn to fight. Tai Chi is similar. You can, because Tai Chi these days is promoted as a healthy exercise, you can just do it as an exercise in the park. Now, don't be a dick and go, oh, but it's not real Tai Chi. You know exactly what I mean. You know exactly what I mean. Xing Yi Chuan is the more aggressive of the three internal styles. Again, you can practice it as a martial art. You don't really need to know the true internal stuff with Xing Yi until you're ready to get there. It's actually a stage of the development. But with Baguazhang, because it's such a new one and because of the way it's developed, most of the people who learn it as a martial art don't really understand the quirkiness of it. Your yi sort of, what does it do? It is your willpower, it is your projection, it is your domination on the physical level of your surroundings over other potential rivals, whatever the surrounding is. Maybe it's the office, the factory, maybe it's just home. But it's not domination in the sense of you are forcing yourself on others. It is just, this is me, this is my space, this is who I am, this is what I do. And I don't need to explain it to anyone. It's just what I do. But on the internal side, what Yi actually does is it draws you back to the past of what Baguazhang actually is. And this is where we lose a lot of so-called martial artists who want to practice Baguazhang. Because for them, when they got into it, and we all did at some point, we're into it because it's a martial art. And they want to focus on the fighting side of it. But the thing with Baguazhang is you're going around the circles. It's also cultivating your qi. It's cultivating your mind. And as you do that, you get deeper and deeper into it, which is what the symbol of the circle is. If you do it on grass, you notice the grass gets worn away, then the dirt gets worn away. And over time, you eventually have a circle that you can't leave. And you're just going deeper and deeper into it. You're revealing more and more of the so-called past, like archaeology. And the thing with Baguazhang is, at some point, you let go of the martial side of it. You still practice it, but you let go of it. You don't need to focus so hard on trying to be the top fighter because you are in that field. But you will eventually go down the road of studying the I Ching if you haven't, because it is the map, it is the basis behind it. And eventually, once you learn that, you start to learn a few things about where this path of Bagua Zhang is leading you, and you have to get ready for it. Most martial artists feel when a Bagua Zhang practitioner is ready to move on, that they are abandoning the way. We're not. Because we know the path of a Bagua Zhang practitioner is the path of the mystic. Because the original Bagua Zhang walking the circle is more ancient than just Taoism. It's more ancient than the I Ching. And it's even more ancient than, it goes back to basically shamanism. You have to confront it. You know, I do listen to other people's podcasts and I do hear the resentment and the annoyance that some master has left them behind and is now selling to the new age crowd. And if you are listening to this and you're hearing this, let me tell you this straight. It is not because Frank moved on. Bruce, that's his name. Frank. Bruce did not move on to sell to the new age crowd. He knew through Bagua Zhang that it was time to move on. He knew that he had to go deeper. And yes, his body's basically run to fat, and it's a terrible shame he hasn't kept up. He's basically using chi to support what he could have worked out, you know, physically. But the truth is, you know, you can't keep living like a 20-year-old when you're a 50-year-old. You have to let go of that dream and face reality. It's just like the Wu Lin is a scam. It didn't never existed. And most of the masters who sell those lineages, it's a fucking scam. Yeah, okay. You know, us older generation, we were brought up in that. We want to buy into it. You know, you buy your lineage. All that rubbish. But Bagua Zhang is at its core mystic. You don't just see, you know, where the path is going. You get to a place where, like through the I Ching, you actually know the age you are at some point, if you've done Dima, when you're going to die. Whatever you believe in the Tao, the universe will tell you, this is, if you don't do Bagua Zhang, if you hadn't been doing it, if you hadn't been cultivating your Tao, you would die at X age. That is what was confronting Bruce. And he's never going to tell you because it's his own private journey. He's never going to explain it to you so you get it. You have to get it yourself. You may think on the surface, because you're just seeing the surface. We all are, and going, he's doing it wrong. He's teaching it wrong. Whatever. There's a lot of martial artists who are in the so-called New Age crowd. You know, and New Age is called sometimes wealth empowerment, self-cultivation, which is what Taoism is all about. Once you know your death, you start preparing for it. Either you accept it and just prepare for it, or you decide to extend it out because you have things to do. And getting beat up in the gym so you can look tough, unless you know what you're doing, for most people, that's a bad choice. I don't think I've ever actually made a direct message to someone before. But if you're listening to this and you're hearing this, you know, let go. Let go of the resentment. Make contact. Frank, make contact with Bruce. You know, understand that what you're doing through it is, you gotta let go. Gotta learn to let go. You know, and it is hard because us in the West, we don't have masters we can suddenly walk up to and get, you know, help from. We have all these old-timer kung fu masters who can't even get their own lineages, their own age correct. Most of them, especially the really old ones, are very fuzzy about how old they are. They're fuzzy about what experiences they have. They have very biased views about China. We all do, but, you know. And will happily sell you something because you believe in that. But that's what Yi does. It shows you your, at the very deepest mystical level, your own Yi. It shows you your own cultivation through Ba Guizhang. And it's a real hard one to take in for most people, because most people, when they're confronted with it, they don't want to know. They want things, a mystic, even though it's related to the word mystery, most people want to keep the mystery. They want to walk through the fog. But as a Ba Guizhang practitioner at the high levels, the fog clears. And you see it for what it is. Yeah. I'm projecting my intention through this podcast. I'm well aware of it. And this is the first time, I'm repeating again, I think, the first time I've actually made a direct announcement to somebody out there in the States. You know, and if you're hearing this, you know I'm talking to you. Let it go. Make peace. And try to understand the real depth of the martial art. Stop living in your master's past. Create your own path. Have a great day.